This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
JV Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington, D.C. And Dougie Steffen having a little power outage issue this morning. We're hoping he'll be along shortly and joining us. In the meantime, the ladies are ruling the roost. We're holding down the fort. And Victoria, you have trending stories. What's going on today?
I do. So we've got a little quiz to start off our trending news. How about spelling the word?
There was going
to
be a test. Come on.
Is this going to be on the test?
Okay. So can all of us or any of us spell koinonia?
Absolutely not.
So if you're a 14-year-old at the Scripps Spelling Bee, and that's the word that comes up before you, koinonia, this is a word I have never heard of. I had to look it up. Apparently, it's some sort of a religious sect. It's a Christian group or something. That still doesn't help me. I have no idea. I wouldn't even know how to spell it. Country of origin apparently is Greek. That wouldn't help me either. However, a 14-year-old from Texas knew exactly how to spell koinonia. It's K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, and he won $40,000 for knowing how to spell koinonia. His name is Kartik Namani. He is 14 from McKinney, Texas, and he is the 91st champion of the spelling bee. This took place in Maryland last night, and the word is defined as Christian fellowship or communion with God, or more commonly with fellow Christians. Koinonia. So now we all learn something. These kids always amaze me.
How do these kids know?
I know. How do you study for that? Like, that's just such a bizarre word. And I don't know. Maybe some of the other words that eighth graders had to spell, I can't even pronounce. And I was an English major, and I can't even pronounce the words that these kids are spelling.
Do they also have to, they don't have to define the word, but they would just know the origins of it to make it easier for them to spell, right?
They're allowed to ask for a definition, and they're allowed to ask for country of origin. Normally, that's just a stall tactic, but they are allowed to get that information.
Stalling all day.
Can you get me another sentence?
I'm assuming here, though, that the Greek origin would help with the K beginning, because I was definitely like C-O-I-N.
Here's the thing, Kara. The Greek origin is C-O-E. That's how it's spelled. So it's K-O-I. Like,
it doesn't even matter.
So this guy just took a wild guess and spelled it as weird as he could and then ended up being right. That's what I'm thinking.
Or he's just some kind of little savant or something. I don't know. These kids are really impressive. And he is, of course, Indian American. And the past 13 out of 18 champions have been Indian American. The trend continues with Kartik this year. So something with maybe Indian parents know more about teaching their kids how to spell. I don't know. But it's unbelievable. But congratulations to little Kartik, 14 years old. And the trophy is literally as big as he is. And he got a check for $40,000. So, congratulations.
Score. That's pretty good.
It's not bad, right? That's a good...
That'll take care of college. I used to get so nervous during spelling bees in school. They'd always make us do, like, the preliminary rounds in our classroom. And I was always a really good speller. I think one year I actually made it to the spelling bee. But one year I was given, I think it was second grade or third grade, and they asked me to spell beautiful. And, you know, there's a lot of vowels in beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was between me and the other smart guy in class. And we were going back and forth, and it was, like, this vicious, brutal back and forth, back and forth. And then they said, Jenny, spell beautiful.
Yeah.
It got the best of me, dang it.
Well, you know what? And it's so funny that you always remember words that get you knocked out. I remember in second grade, I got knocked out of the spelling bee. Towards the end, too, I'd done pretty well, and I got knocked out on jealous because I put an I-O-U-S.
That's another one.
Yeah,
it's the words with a lot of vowels. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. To the kid who's $40,000 richer today.
Yes, right. So in other trending news, people are apparently flocking to Wyoming to listen to Kanye West's new album. Now, why he's in Wyoming, I have no idea, but apparently they say hordes of people are going to Jackson, Wyoming for a chance to experience Kanye's new album at an exclusive listening party. Now, this is not something that I would flock to Wyoming for. I've never been to Wyoming. I heard it's beautiful, but I would not go if Kanye was the reason. I don't know. It's very bizarre.
You could go to the Grand Tetons instead.
Yeah, right. Kanye's been in the news, like, a whole lot lately for very bizarre reasons. And, of course, his wife, Kim Kardashian, was at the White House meeting with President Trump yesterday about prison reform. So I haven't heard any inside information on how that meeting went. There was a photo op of Kim standing next to President Trump in the Oval Office. But beyond that, I don't know that we've really heard a whole lot about how that meeting went down. Have you heard any intel on that, Jen?
You know, I was just looking at Drudge Report this morning, and there's a Kim Kardashian, my meeting at the White House link, so I'm sure there is a story that's coming out. It seems that Vanity Fair was the one who was really covering her attendance here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably going to have a feature, I would imagine, on her going to the White House. She said she is speaking now about her meeting. She said he really spent the time to listen to our case that we were making for Alice. He really understood. I'm very hopeful this will turn out positively. She was there fighting for a woman named Alice Johnson, who's a 63-year-old great-grandmother and is serving a life sentence in federal prison for a first-time nonviolent drug offense. And so she's now starting to say that he was listening. One of the issues of the Trump administration has been prison reform. The Congress just passed a bill. I think that they're probably still looking at continuing down this path. I did think the weird thing, just from a surface issue, was the photo that Donald Trump tweeted out. You know, he looks pretty good. He's sitting at the desk. You know, he's what you'd expect to see in the picture. He's smiling. She's kind of standing there like Wednesday Addams. I don't know. She's wearing like all black. She's got her long hair. And she's standing there without really smiling. We got to work with Kim. I know they think smiling's going to ruin their Botox or something, or that it's not cool and it's better to look like you're just shocked for seeing the camera for the first time. But
yeah,
a smile might have been good. They look like they're in different meetings, actually.
I thought the same thing. When I saw that picture, I was like, okay, I get it. I think Kim is trying because of all the Kanye Trump, pro-Trump stuff, and then there was a backlash to Kim's with Kim and her fans. I think that she's there to have a meeting and probably doesn't want to act like she's too happy about it. I think that that was why she wore all black, which normally she looks a lot more glam. She kind of really dressed down for that whole meeting.
She looked like she was trying to be professional, which I think was admirable. She had a blazer on and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was bizarre. But hey, if something good comes of it, then I don't understand why a 63-year-old grandmother who's a first-time offender is serving a life sentence. I don't know what kind of drugs she was selling, but that seems excessive.
Yeah. There seems to be a big push now because prisons are so overcrowded and we're letting go. I know in California, I was just speaking to someone who's a sheriff in Riverside County. He's running for re-election on Tuesday. Our primary day is coming up. And he's catching a lot of heat because there's an empty prison that they built in Indio that's just sitting there. It's not being filled because they don't have the money to staff it. The people are getting upset about crime in California. It's a huge issue whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It seems that we keep reducing sentences where now your first case of rape has actually been reclassified from a felony to a misdemeanor. And
what?
Part of the issue in that is, and voters voted on this because they don't know what they're voting on when they go and the propositions are written in a way that is so confusing. So this was actually voted on 2 years ago. So now it's like a reclassification of what's a felony. You have criminals going into stores and stealing just under $1,000 worth of merchandise because if it's not over $1,000, it's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. So you have all these crazy instances that people know how to work around now in the system. And he said, the truth is, the reason we almost had to do this and the reason that bill was authored is because there's just not enough room for these people in prison. So maybe it's time we start pulling out these people who are in there for smaller drug offenses and put in the people who are getting off with misdemeanors and raping other people. That just doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. Wow. Oh.
I know. Welcome to California. I'm telling you. All right. Our shopping mall's dying. This could be the saddest story for me today. We'll have all the details for you next. It's the DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos. Doritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's having some power issues today, so the ladies are holding down the fort. He should be along momentarily. But guys, I almost cried a little because one of my favorite hobbies, and I know this is so lame, is it should be going to the gym, but it's going to the mall. I love walking around a mall. There's something that's relaxing for me about retail therapy. And even though I buy a lot of stuff online, I still love the idea that I can go to a mall and look at something, have that tactile experience, touch it before I either buy it there or go online. Well, now it's saying that there's a new article out by Business Insider that said in the next 20 years that shopping malls will be essentially dead. Already,
wow.
They're kind of wreaking havoc on suburban America as they die off. And to make matters worse, a lot of anchors in shopping malls are the Sears store. Sears has announced yesterday that they're going to close dozens of stores, up to 72 in the near future. So this is sad for retail brick and mortar stores.
It is. And you know, I'm from New Jersey, which has often been labeled like the mall state because we have so many malls. You would love it. And some of the malls are good malls, too. But, you know, there's one that's right near. And when you grow up in New Jersey, the joke is like you assimilate by if you meet someone else in New Jersey, you just mention the mall, the closest mall to you. And then people know where you're from. So it's like, oh, what mall are you from? Oh, I'm from the Monmouth Mall. Oh, OK. I'm from the Paramus Mall. Like that's pretty much how we define each other. And so, but the Monmouth Mall, which is the mall near my parents, that is, it's almost a ghost town. And every time my mom says, oh, you know, let's go to the mall and let's go see something or whatever, it's so empty. Even around the holiday season last year, it was depressing. It was really, really light crowds. And you wander through the Macy's there, which is a really nice Macy's and a really nice Lord and Taylor, and you just wonder, you know, how can they possibly stay in business? There's just no one there.
Yeah, it's really sad. And, you know, for somebody, my grandparents used to use Sears for all appliances, and I know they've taken some quality hits over the years. But to see these stores just go out, it makes you wonder exactly what our experience is going to be like. Because now I think we do the hybrid, where we look at things in stores. We may still buy things online if it's cheaper. But now it's going to be who pays and advertises the most on Amazon or your online site, because that's the products that you're going to see.
Or you're going to see, like, a lot of sort of fast fashion, you know, like H&M and Zara and those types of things. But they don't serve an older audience. So where are our moms going to be buying clothes from? That's the question.
20 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show.
Baby. bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
JV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out. He's got no power out at the old Stefan Ranch. So Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Shillen holding down the fort. You can follow us all on Twitter at OnAirVictoria, at C. Shillen, and at Jennifer Horn. And, of course, follow the show at DJV show. Now, in TV news, ladies, it is really slim pickings. Man, a Friday in summer is a little rough, but there are a few things to tell you about. First of all, there are a lot of movies going on Cinemax, Showtime, HBO. Now might be the time to pick up some movies that you missed during the spring. On True TV, Rachel Dratch, who you know or might know from Saturday Night Live, is cooking up a little bit of entertainment to satisfy your late-night cravings in a brand-new series, or actually it's a season premiere of Rachel Dratch's Late Night Snack, so you can check that out. True TV season premiere 11:30. Also new tonight, Undercover Boss is new on CBS with two-time Super Bowl champ and NFL Network analyst Deion Sanders. He'll go undercover to see how his employees are doing. That's tonight on CBS. That's kind of fun. Also a new episode of Quantico on ABC at 8 o'clock. A new episode of 2020 at 10. On ABC, CBS again featuring Deion Sanders and Undercover Boss. The CW has an interesting show called My Last Days, and it's new tonight at 8 o'clock. They're stories of real-life superheroes, which is nice if you need a little inspiration at the end of the week. Life Sentence is new at 9, and then Fox has Phenoms, which is new at 9 o'clock, where goalkeepers across the world are featured, so you can check that out. And otherwise, get outside this weekend. That's what I would recommend, because TV isn't all that great.
It's true.
All right, now in music news, I think all the ladies are going to be pretty excited because it's Spice Girls time.
Woo!
How about that?
So we have all been waiting with bated breath about a possible Spice Girls reunion, Victoria, and I've heard that Mel C has been speaking out. What's she been saying?
Well, she said that the group is now figuring out their new plans. Back in February, all five members, all five Spice Girls, said they were considering a reunion, and they said it felt like the time was right to start exploring opportunities. But then, since then, Victoria Beckham said, no way, we're not getting together, we're not going on tour. And then Mel B said, we're definitely going on tour. So they're all very sending mixed messages. Mel C basically said, with a laugh, well, we obviously like keeping people guessing. But she said, for now, it's really nice to be back together. We created something so incredible, and there are quite a few people who would like to see us on stage together. Hello, all three of us. She also said that so many young people surprise her all the time and approach her and say how much they love the Spice Girls. The biggest Spice Girl fan of all is Adele. And so, Dua Lipa, Charlie XCX, a lot of these young artists are super into the Spice Girls. So she said, I meet so many young artists, and they're excited to meet a Spice Girl. And, of course, Adele's the queen of all of that.
You know, I want to start, I don't want to crowdfund because I don't want to pay for it, but I think we should start an online petition to get them a Vegas residency, even if it's just short-term summer residency. They would be, can you imagine
it's
how
perfect.
Fun and colorful that would be?
They're made for Vegas. Made for
absolutely.
Vegas.
Yep. And, you know, then you don't have to worry about the stresses of traveling. You can have, you know, Victoria Beckham can stay with her hot husband. You don't have to go around the, you know, you don't really
slash
travel
keep an eye on her hot husband, you mean?
Exactly. Make sure he's keeping those soccer balls where they're supposed to be.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, I think we start that. That's going to be our weekend project is the Spice Girls petition.
You know, but the other thing is, though, did we ever hear about the royal wedding? We know that they were there.
They were
but
there.
But we never heard anything beyond that, right?
I know Elton John performed. I wonder if they did.
We'll have to figure it out. 28 minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show.
I would never do that. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a prison nurse told an inmate that she was appalled that she heard a particular celebrity say an alarming phrase on television. When the inmate pointed out that she uses that very same phrase herself quite frequently, her response was, "Yeah, but I would never do that on TV." Few people on the planet want to admit that they act in hypocritical ways, but most, if not all of us, definitely do. We often rationalize our actions by comparing ourselves with those who do what we perceive to be much worse. But all the rationalization in the world can't stop us from the reality that people see our actions, not our intentions. Before you judge others, stop and do a reality check for the ways in which you live out the very thing you criticize in others. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis, for more.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Waivers having expired, a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports will take effect today, even for U.S. allies like the EU, Canada, and Mexico. And those allies are now retaliating after President Trump imposed those big tariffs. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying these U.S. tariffs defy common sense. The Trump administration says it's to end unfair fair trade practices and protect American workers. Today starts the Atlantic hurricane season.
NOAA, as you know, has predicted that this season will be near or above normal.
DHS Chief Kirsten Nielsen talking about the government's hurricane forecast. A revised forecast from Colorado State University experts says it will be a near average season with 14 named storms, six of which could become hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The hour it is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. He's got a little power problem I like to call it something new every time. It was Casa de Stefan at the Stefan Farm. What do we call it now? At the ranch, maybe?
Hacienda?
In any case,
I don't even know what a hacienda is, but it sounds cool.
They need to pay their bill over at the hacienda. No, I'm just kidding. He pays his bills, everybody. All right, Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in Washington, D.C., and this story is so interesting to me. Yesterday, President Trump made an announcement on Twitter, of course, his favorite podium for all things policy, presidential policy, that he would be pardoning Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza
It's been widely felt, at least on the conservative side of the aisle, that Dinesh D'Souza was sort of targeted by the Obama administration, although he did plead guilty to campaign finance issues. He was in jail. He's now out of jail. But President Trump made the announcement yesterday that he would issue a pardon to Dinesh D'Souza. So now the question is, who else might receive a presidential pardon from Donald Trump? He told reporters on Thursday that he's considering pardoning Martha Stewart. And he's also considering commuting former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's sentence. He floated the idea of pardoning or commuting the sentences of the two former Apprentice series stars hours after he pardoned Dinesh D'Souza. He also pardoned the deceased boxer Jack Johnson last week after a lot of prodding from Sylvester Stallone and others who brought this guy's story to Trump's attention. If you remember, Martha Stewart was investigated for insider trading. She was convicted of conspiracy, obstruction, and making false statements to investigators. She would have never gone to jail, according to Rudy Giuliani, if she hadn't lied during her testimony.
That's true.
But Giuliani said, lying isn't black or white. Trump told reporters reporters Thursday aboard Air Force One that Stewart was, to a certain extent, harshly and unfairly treated. And she used to be my biggest fan in the world before I became a politician, Trump said. He said he's also seriously thinking about not pardoning, but seriously thinking of a curtailment of Blagojevich. These two obviously are known to President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Right. For a recap, though, Blagojevich is in jail for what exactly?
It was something about campaign financing, I believe. Here's the deal.
I remember there was a trial.
Everybody was watching. And, you know, This is so silly that we get our news from reality television. But he was on a show called it was his wife, Patty Blagojevich, was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. There was a stupid show where they were on an island. And during that time, she was really talking about how she felt that her husband was being unfairly targeted. People like this, Blagojevich, Martha Stewart, people who are not celebrities, who are convicted of white-collar crimes, I think, I don't know how much it helps them to be put in prison for a year or two or three or whatever the sentence
right.
is. Because typically what they do is they take money from the public, right? Why not put them back to work in a way that they earn their money back?
I agree. Yep.
And pay off their debts. I don't see Martha Stewart as someone who is needing to take up a prison cell or Rod Blagojevich sitting there in a prison cell. So I guess this is maybe the greater conversation about prison reform and about sentence reform. I'd love to see these guys, have to go to work.
Yep.
And start paying their debt to society instead of just racking more up by being a prisoner.
I totally agree with that. And I've actually said for a long time, Bernie Madoff, and I'm in New York, so that was it was a big story everywhere, but it was a really big story here in New York. And Bernie Madoff should be teaching accounting. He should be teaching people how to read. He should be in prison doing something good. And that's just one example. Martha Stewart could have been teaching crafts or whatever, or how to run a business. Martha Stewart is not just, she could be giving cooking lessons in prison. She could have been teaching people business 101. There are a lot of things that other people can learn from these types of people. And I just think I agree with you. It's such a waste to sit there and just have them eating bologna sandwiches and doing, cleaning a latrine. It's like, what's the point of that?
Yeah,
and like you said, taking up a space, in the prisons that are already overcrowded.
Because they want to use these guys to make a statement. Don't end up like Martha Stewart. Don't end up like Blagojevich. So, and I get that.
Trading tip if you're Martha Stewart. We're gonna make an example out of you because you used your privilege because you knew the guy who ran the company. Wasn't it Enron or something big like that?
Yep. So these are the kinds of things where I actually not necessarily agree with pardoning them necessarily, but also just talking about the greater issue of just throwing these people in just to make this statement. Why do we need to do that? And Giuliani, though that's the golden comment, is lying isn't black and white. How many people, and this is true, he needs to be careful. He shouldn't be making the statement because look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton never got in trouble for what he did. It was the fact that he lied under oath. That's what got him in trouble. So I hope Giuliani is going to revise that statement, God willing, if President Trump testifies. He shouldn't be arguing about what is a lie. Holy moly.
Oh, I know. And it's like, really? Well, lying under oath is pretty black and white, Rudy. I don't have a law degree, but I know that much.
All right. right. Also, a lot of attention this week being paid to Roseanne Barr. She's not had the best week ever. She's been apologetic. She's been nasty. Then she's been apologetic again. Apparently, she was seen for the first time puffing on a cigarette and pacing the streets, locked to her phone, as she has finally emerged for the first time since her racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett led to the cancellation of her show. She was spotted out walking in Utah. That's where she lives on Thursday in photos that the Daily Mail published. When asked to comment, she said, "I believe in one law for all people. I love all people. Have a nice day." She was dressed down in white spandex shorts. Ooh, a privilege, not a right. And leather flip-flops while she was engaged in intense phone conversations on Thursday morning. Now, she had taken aim at Sarah Gilbert and Michael Fishman, a couple of stars on Roseanne. Soon after, she said, she tweeted yesterday that she had forgiven both of them after she said they threw her under the bus.
Did you hear this? What is this? Now the latest, she's blaming Michelle Obama for getting her show canceled?
Because she's dialed in with Bob Iger or something.
I mean, Roseanne, you're not helping your case by bringing in Michelle Obama now. Like, just
the implosion is not necessary. You know, the thing that, here's the deal, and, you know, from a conservative point of view, because I know there are a lot of people who are on the other side of the aisle from me that are upset that Trump has inserted himself into the story and said that there's a double standard. I think the double standard that we're talking about is not that, and that I would agree exists, is not that Roseanne doesn't deserve or isn't a candidate to lose her show. Clearly, she said something horrible. She said something racist. This is who she is. She's been talking like this for 20 years. It's not like out of the blue whether she says she was high on Ambien or not. She's done weird things. She's done weird things that have made people uncomfortable for 20 years. And they took a risk by bringing this show back. She said something, and it's ABC's right to decide whether or not they want to keep her. I do think where the hypocrisy is shown is Bob Iger, kind of, who's the head of Disney, reaching out and calling Valerie Jarrett, saying this is not who we are as a company. When on ABC, and here's where the hypocrisy is, you have Joy Behar, who has said, kind of wished death on President Trump, said that she hoped he died in a fire, you know, saying that he's a Nazi. Almost every week there is something that is said that's offensive by an ABC employee against President Trump, and there's no apology on that front from Bob Iger to the president. So it's not like there needs to be mandatory apologizing. This is America. People get to say what they will, and we'll decide what to consume. But I think that's where we talk about hypocrisy, where we feel like we kind of get the short shrift on the conservative side.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I definitely think that Joy Behar has just, to me, as a liberal, she's out of bounds. And she has said, and she's apologized because she was forced to recently. I forget what that apology was about. There's so many apologies now. It's like I can't have my head spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So she had to apologize about that. You know, she said a lot of things. Samantha Bee is, of course, in the news today because she called Ivanka something that we can't even say on the air. It was so horrific and awful that she said that. And, you know, we'll see what TBS does with her. She's issued a huge apology. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to Ivanka. I shouldn't have said it. TBS said we should never have aired that comment. It just... I don't know. The stuff that people claim is in humor or as a joke. Roseanne said that her comment about Valerie Jarrett was a joke. That's not a joke. And what Samantha Bee said about Ivanka, that's not a joke either. That was just a horrible, inappropriate thing that she said. And you can look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about, but because Samantha Bee is not exactly Roseanne. She's much, much, much lower on the totem pole in entertainment. But still, she has a platform on TBS and she does have a following, a small one probably. But still, she never should have said what she said about Ivanka. It was completely out of bounds. So I think either we allow everybody to say whatever they want, or everybody's going to have to start taking accountability on both sides of the aisle. Because all this is doing, like you said, Jen, is just creating an even bigger divide. There are people on Twitter who are defending Roseanne, and it's not that they're defending her comment necessarily. Some are. Some retweeted it and think that it was funny or whatever. But I think that they're feeling like that it's a larger issue that's being attacked. And I think that's what President Trump was probably referring to, that it's not just the individual comments. It's sort of an ideology that's being attacked on both sides. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're never going to get anywhere if we don't stop. Either everybody stops being an a-hole and stops saying mean things about other people and stops calling names, or we're not going to move forward as a society. It's just, it's ridiculous at this point. It really is. I'm sure the rest of the world thinks that we're just a bunch of jackholes, like, because that's what we act like.
Just going back and forth against our own, which is really... And there's so many things that you can legitimately go after people for policy issues,
right,
or whether that's Valerie Jarrett or it's Ivanka Trump, but just the name calling, it just doesn't get anybody anywhere. As we continue, it is the DJV show at 45 minutes past the hour.
The Geek Out.
This summer, the most complex and technically advanced smartphone will arrive to Verizon and AT&T, and it's not from Samsung or Apple. It's called the Hydrogen One, and it's from a company called Red, known for their best-in-class high-end 8K cameras. Now, the Hydrogen One is promising this: holographic displays in 3D projecting off the screen that you can watch without glasses and interact with hand gestures. That's crazy. Now, beyond that headline, it will also offer multi-dimensional audio, a giant battery, fastest processing, and a carbon fiber body. It might be the smartphone of tech lovers' dreams. We know it'll cost as much as $1,500, and when we learn more, we'll let you know here and on Twitter at The Geek Out.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Danger, danger, danger. Emergency landing underway. This is because an airplane passenger had such a bad body odor issue, ladies, that it started causing other people to vomit. And
no.
The plane actually had to make an emergency landing.
Oh, this story is coming from the girl who had food poisoning yesterday.
This is why I'm empty. I can tell you guys this story. I have nothing to lose at this point. Literally.
Where was this flight?
So a plane full of people going on vacation was forced to make an emergency landing after passengers began to vomit and faint because of the stench of one man's body odor. The flight was heading to the Spanish island of Gran Canaria. I guess they got something. It's another area. When it had to make an unexpected detour as passengers became overwhelmed by an unbearable smell of the unwashed man. The man in question smelled so bad that other tourists began fainting and vomiting after the plane took off from an airport in the Netherlands. There was a Belgian passenger on board who described the smell of the man as unbearable. He said it wasn't like he had washed himself in several weeks. Several passengers got sick and had to throw up. Staff on board the Transavia plane had reportedly tried to quarantine the passenger in the toilet of the 737 before pilots took action to divert the flight.
Oh, my God.
The plane landed in Portugal to allow the smelly man to be removed from the aircraft. And, of course, there are pictures. They show medical personnel taking the man off the flight and onto a bus. Can you imagine?
How is that conversation between the flight attendants and the smelly cat? Like, seriously? Like, what do you say? Excuse me, sir, your stench is requiring us to quarantine you in the toilet?
Get in the bathroom.
Could you? Everybody, I'm going to need you to go ahead and get in the bathroom and stay there.
Oh, gosh. Wow. I'm telling you. Deodorant, soap and water, and you're good to go, buddy. So good to go. Oh, too much. All right. It's 50 past the hour. You can sit with that for a little bit on the DJV show.
Heart
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
World of technology. Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from 5 to number 1, Victoria will traverse this arena. We've talked about some of these stories this week. The top 5 items from technology, starting at number 5, which is, yet again, if you look through the top 5, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last 4 digits of their social security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirement. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that. Even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Give hand over the last 4 digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no foreign person is interfering.
Number 4. Yes, number 4 Hey, drone, this is how we've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not, it doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected, San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. They, in Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs. Which
and there's
great.
No FAA involvement because they fly too low,
they're
right?
Figuring it out. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on. The top five items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number three item.
Yes, this is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the two big stories this week. In terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when two garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured two garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone seriously and cause a lot of fires. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
All right. Number two, dangerous. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big
one. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.